my people seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. Today I want to play a video clip I did, which was a reply to a video that I made about something called a carnivore diet. Now, I know some of you are very well versed on diets out there and diet trends, and some of you are not. A carnivore diet is popular today, and it's when people consume only animals in their diet. Only animals. So the question wasn't, is that healthy or not? I do talk about that a lot on my health channel, about healthy diets and is it healthy to eat only animals? But the question was, is it biblical to eat only animals? Now, we know in Genesis 1:29, it says the food for man is fruits and vegetables. And we do know it later in Genesis 9:3. Our Creator allowed man to eat meat if they chose to, even though He gave some guidelines on how to do it. But a lot of people misunderstood the idea. When I said carnivore diet, maybe I should have said a diet only eating meat and nothing else, because a lot of people got upset saying, well, it's certainly biblical to eat animal meat. That wasn't what I was talking about. I was talking about this thing called a carnivore diet, and I felt it was important to put this on the radio here because it's gaining popularity, because people seem to have success with this diet, because once they start eating this way, a lot of people lose weight. Other people might overcome some pain that they're having. In the long run, it's not a healthy diet, and it's not something I would recommend to anyone. But the question isn't, is it or is it not healthy or should we do it? The question is, or the question was, that I originally asked, because I interviewed my friend who was 94 years old and on a raw vegetarian vegan diet, a raw food vegan diet for over 60 years. And he was explaining why it's not healthy to eat only animals, known as the carnivore diet. So I think some people that heard that mistakenly assumed that by me saying carnivore diet, they meant eating animals. It's saying it's not biblical to eat animals. That's not what I'm saying here, so don't get upset, anyone. I personally do not choose to eat animals myself. I'm what is known as a vegan, and I had some health complications when I was younger, so I switched to a vegan diet, a raw food vegan diet, in fact, and I ended up getting better from my illness. I actually went to a place called Hippocrates Health Institute, which is in West Palm Beach, and they help people that are sick, and doctors had given up on these people, get well again. So I switched to this raw food vegan diet, and I got better. But from a biblical standpoint, I cannot say that it doesn't say we can't eat animals. Now, the question was, is it biblical to eat only animals, like excluding everything else? Well, as we see in Genesis 1:29, it says the food for man is fruits and vegetables. So it's perfectly biblical if you want to eat only fruits and vegetables but not eat animals. It's perfectly okay if you want to eat a combination of fruits and vegetables, including animals in your diet. But it is not biblical to eat only animals. It's not healthy. It's not biblical. But it's popular today. Isn't that interesting? Something that's not healthy or biblical is what many people are starting to do today. Well, today I'm going to play the response that I gave many of these people's replies. And if you want to see their replies, you can go to my YouTube channel, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And there you can see the replies I gave to the people about this topic. And I hope if you're listening and you haven't tried this diet or you don't know what it is, I hope I'm not piquing your interest to try it. You know, it's very difficult to stay healthy, and I give a lot of information on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, on how to be healthy. But we got to remember Health is physical, emotional, and spiritual. And we have to look at all the aspects of our health and make sure we're doing the best we can be, the best we could do. But remember, our Creator created our body to do the good things He planned for us to do when He created us in His image, right? So He wants us to treat our body healthy and do healthy things. And it's such an important topic because so many people are sick today. And I do believe if people ate a better diet, cutting out the processed food, not eating late at night, there would be much less sickness in this world and possibly in your own family. So please go over to my health channel, which is Raw Life Health Show on YouTube, and you could learn more about health. But here is now, I'm going to play my video to the replies when people said are defending eating this so-called carnivore diet or animal-only diet. So thank you for listening, and you're welcome to contact me through my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, if you'd like to further this discussion, if you have any questions, and so on. So here's a clip now. Everybody, I wanted to reply to some comments I got for a video I made. It was actually a clip of a doctor I know who's 94 years old, and he's on a vegan diet. And he doesn't eat any animals. And he was talking about this new thing called a carnivore diet. And he was talking about the original diet of man in Genesis 1:29. It was a 1 minute clip. But some people replied that, you know, the Bible doesn't say we can't eat meat. And I think many people missed the point because this fellow was talking about the carnivore diet. You know, a lot of people may not understand what it is. And some of you are actually doing a carnivore diet and you're showing some improvements in your health, you're losing weight, and so on. So I want to address both of these. So, and this is a biblical topic and a health topic. It's a combination. So that's why I'm putting here my both channels, my health channel and also my Bible channel. So basically, a carnivore diet might mean different things to different people. But what we're addressing, or what the fellow was addressing that I posted, is the most common understanding of a carnivore diet is that's all you're eating. You're just eating meat. That's your diet. You're not eating anything else. And there are some other people that might categorize a carnivore diet as I just eat a lot of meat, but I eat other things. But when we talk about the carnivore diet today, there's a very popular person out there named Jordan Peterson that's a high advocate of this, and there's some other people out there that promote this. It's gaining a lot of popularity. But a carnivore diet doesn't mean you're just eating a diet with some meat. It doesn't mean you're just not a vegan. It means either all or the majority of your diet is meat. And the concept is if you eat a lot of high fat and a lot of high protein, you're going to lose weight, and it's going to help you overcome your health issues. So I wanted to have Dr. Fred Bishy, who was in the one-minute clip that I had, just explain to people that, yes, you might experience some changes in your health. You might lose weight and so on at the beginning. But long-term, this diet will kill you much earlier than you should die. It's not a healthy diet, you know, and it's not even healthy to play around with this just to try to just lose weight. If you want to lose weight, stop eating so much. You don't need to switch to a diet of just eating high fat, high protein foods. There's so many diets out there in the world today, and you know, they all work because they all have something in common. They're leaving something out. So the point of the video is not really about should you be a vegan. It's about the carnivore diet is not healthy. Now, if you want to look at it from a biblical standpoint, I'll put some links below to Dr. Fred Bishy and even myself talking about this from a biblical standpoint. But okay, so the original food for man in the Bible was Genesis 1:29 that we would eat fruits and vegetables. The design of our bodies is that we're fruitivores, and that's the design. And in all of nature, if you give an animal a food that goes outside their design, they get sick and they die if they keep eating that food. They're certainly not thriving the way they should be thriving.
But again, if you take somebody that's eating the standard American diet filled with junk food and processed food and everything else, you can put them on any type of diet that eliminates a lot of the bad things, and they're going to show some improvement. But what's the best diet long term? So in Genesis 9:3 in the Bible, God said man can now eat meat. He can eat animals now, but he did it with some restrictions. Don't eat the blood. He also talked about not being a glutton all throughout the scriptures. And we got to look at why he did it. Because man, it wasn't a reward for man's good behavior. Man was so sinful, they got kicked out of the diet and all the amazing fruits and vegetables weren't around. So in the mercy of our wonderful creator, he allowed them to eat meat. And with those restrictions, he said, do not eat pork. So a lot of people promoting the carnivore diet today are just loading up on pork, overeating on it, eating tremendous amounts of it. And they lose weight and they go, oh, this diet's working for me. When I ate a vegan diet, I didn't lose weight. Losing weight is an issue of overeating or eating too much processed food. It's not an issue of vegan or even meat. But the people that replied and said they do great on a carnivore diet, you've missed the whole point of the video. You've missed the warning of the video. And this is such an important thing and such a thing so many Christians or so-called believers lack is the understanding of the temple, the tabernacle, their own body that Yah created, and he wants us to be healthy, cleansed, and pure. But you continue to stuff things in your body that's not supposed to be there and justify it and think it's okay. And it's sad that non-believers or people that don't believe in the Bible have a better understanding of health and the body and taking care of it and keeping it healthy than most so-called believers. And it's a hard message to put into practice because a lot of people don't want to give up what they're addicted to. And people are addicted to eating dead animals. They're addicted to it. And addiction is hard to break. It's like me telling somebody, you know, smoking's bad for you. And they say, well, I've been smoking 10 years and I don't have cancer, so I guess it's not bad for me. You're missing the point. The point is, you know, here I am trying to tell you from whether it's scientific, whether it's from, you know, health, whether it's from personal experience, whether it's from experience of thousands of people that people have helped to eat the ideal diet for our bodies and to eliminate the things that are bad for you long term. And people want to argue with that. You know, so the video, I didn't post it to try to promote even 100% vegan raw food diet that you must eat this. Never said eating animals was a sin, but the carnivore diet is not a healthy diet. So for those of you that say you're doing good with a carnivore diet, let me tell you this. You got to pray about what you're doing. Pray about what you're doing. If you're thinking that, you know, some people say to me, well, why would our creator give us meat or allow us to eat animals if it was bad for us? Well, I would reverse that and say, why if the original diet for man was fruits and vegetables, would you stop eating it? If our creator said fruits and vegetables were the food for man, why would you exclude that from your diet? And of course, everyone's going to say, well, I can care less about what the Bible says. I can care less about what doctors say. I'm going to do what's working for me. And I know when I eat fruits and vegetables, I put on weight. And when I know I eat, well, let's say a vegan diet, I put on weight. But I know when I go to carnivore, I'm not putting on weight. I'm losing weight. I'm overcoming my issues. So listen, if you have issues on a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet or a raw food diet, the answer for long-term health is not to just stop eating fruits and vegetables and start eating meat. That's not the answer. The answer is find out why you're having problems. With a little investigation, I find out people are eating not just fruits and vegetables, they're eating a lot of processed food, a lot of fried food, a lot of microwave food, calling themselves vegans. That's not the way to do this. You know, so you have to look at the overall picture. You can't just say, well, the Bible says I could do this, and I shouldn't do this, and this is working for me. Understand where the messages are coming from, and understand who's promoting what. And the greatest thing you have to help you make the decision, look at the world. Look at the world. The majority of people in this world today are eating and consuming animals or animal products. Certainly, they are not the way that our Creator intended them to be. Chicken nuggets from the store or fried chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken is not what our Creator wanted us to do to purify our tabernacle. You are literally killing yourself when you put Kentucky Fried Chicken in your body. When you go eat a chicken McNugget, you're killing yourself. You're contributing to the sickness, the unwellness, and your death. It's not what your body was designed to take in, and your body has to work in a tremendous way to get rid of it. And the proof of the world is how many people are suffering from diseases that they would not be suffering from if they weren't eating these processed foods. However, processed foods are not only animals. It's also the everyday chemical food that's made up that people are consuming that might be labeled vegan. You can't go wrong with the foods we were designed to eat, the fruits and the vegetables, if you eat them the way our Creator designed us to eat them and not overconsume them. If you're going to add chemicals to these foods and deadly drugs to these foods that are known to cause cancer and other diseases, and then you spray that on the food and eat that food, yes, you've now taken that food that was good for you and you've made it unhealthy. Well, when you eat an animal that we weren't designed to eat in the beginning to begin with, and our bodies are not designed to digest, people have this mentality, well, I got away with it, so I guess I'll just keep doing it. Well, through the grace and mercy of our Creator, He allowed us to get away with it this long until we figured it out so we could stop doing those things and put ourselves in danger. But when you consume things we weren't designed with, that are eating things that are poison, that poison gets in their body. And then when you eat that animal, it gets in your body. I understand addiction. I understand it's hard to break addictions. I understand it's easier to make excuses and continue in your vices or whatever you're doing that contributing to what's your so-called comfort. But just slow down for a second. If you want to look at it from a biblical standpoint, if you want to look at it from a worldly standpoint with the health and disease and statistics of cancer and everything else, or if you just want to treat your body the best you can treat it for long-term success. Eating the carnivore diet, a diet of high fat, high protein, especially exclusively, but even with that, is not good for long-term health. Okay? Somebody says, but I feel great and I'm losing weight. I know people that smoke crack and feel great and they're losing weight, but it's creating an addiction that's created through stimulation and it's not good in the long run. And the other side of that, some of you said, oh, you tried a vegan diet, but it didn't work. So then you started eating the meat-based diet. Let me tell you this. If you were on a vegan diet or a raw food diet and you felt it wasn't working for you and then you started eating a carnivore diet, if you did not get tremendously sick, you were not doing the vegetarian diet the right way. First of all, if you're doing the vegetarian diet the right way, it's not going to not work. It's going to work. But the fact that you would be able to change to such a radical change and eat and consume animal meat and not feel sick, because that's a very deadly thing to do, is to be eating a clean, pure diet of fruits and vegetables and then switch to eating animals practically overnight and not get sick, not have a major detox. That just speaks that you weren't doing the vegetarian diet in the right way. The healthier you are, the cleaner you become. When you change over to start eating drug-infested animals and high fat and high protein, you're going to get sick. Well, you're supposed to get sick. You're not supposed to just not have any issues and Well, the problem is you're probably eating a vegan diet of a lot of junk food, a lot of processed food, and everything else. So you can go switch over to your chicken McNuggets or your drugged up animals, or even if they're not drugged up, it's still a problem. So again, it's not a sin to eat meat, but the Bible says the drunkard and the glutton go hand in hand. To overeat on anything is no good. And if you're eating a carnivore diet, you're overeating on meat. You're overeating on animals. And most people are overeating in general anyway. But, you know, it's you're missing the point if you're saying, well, we don't have to be vegans. We could eat meat. That's not what the video is about. That's not what this video is about. This video is not about can you eat meat. You can do whatever you want. The video, the idea is, or the purpose is, what is the best way to eat for long-term health? And the so-called carnivore diet that's very popular now that some of you might be experiencing some benefits from is not the best diet to eat overall. And I'll put a link to another video below here that explains exactly why that is. And you do what you want to do. If that's what you want to continue doing, do it. But show me the results. Show me somebody who's been eating a carnivore diet, exclusively animals, for over 10 years, for over 5 years, exclusively, that's thriving. Show me that. And you know, this is the situation we're in. So stop using pulling your biblical verses to support what you're doing. Stop using your extreme examples of somebody you heard or know who knows somebody who knows somebody. And just start getting to the point of what we're talking about here. It's not about meat versus not meat. It's about health versus sickness and disease. And my goal is not to convince you all to be vegetarians or vegans. My goal, as your brother in Yeshua, is, and as a health teacher and as somebody who suffers from disease, is that people will not suffer from diseases. Because once they get in the doctor's care, often the doctors don't know about health and it goes down the drain from there. So I want you to be healthy. I have no agenda. I want you to be healthy. If you want to eat a diet that has fruits and vegetables in it and also has meat in it and you do it the right way, go ahead. But if you want to eat a diet high in protein, high in fat, and eat exclusively animals and claim that's okay, it's my responsibility as somebody who has the information to tell you it's not okay. It's not healthy long term, and you're asking for a disease if you continue to do that. So you can do what you want with that information, but my goal is that, and my hope is that you would be wise and eat the food that our Creator designed us to eat. So this video isn't here to condemn anyone. It's not my job to condemn people. But if you feel condemned by something, you know, just pray about it, really. And look, the body doesn't need more, it needs less. People are overeating. The Bible talks about gluttony. It doesn't talk about undereating. And the less we eat, the more clean our body is going to be, because our body was designed to be a self-healing healing organism. It was designed to heal itself when we give it what it needs. And the body really is a pipe system. And when we keep the pipes clean and clear, it's going to work the way it was meant to work. You have one pipe that's going to let the good stuff go in, and then you have the lymph system, which is another pipe system that's going to get the bad stuff out. And that's it. And the rest of the part of the organs of the body are going to break things down to get through those pipes. When you eat foods that are known to clog up the pipes, it's just like the plumbing in your house. And this is why when people fast, and the Bible talks about fasting, it's about slowing down and giving your body a chance to do what it was designed to do. And then how far you get away from that fast on a daily basis is, you know, first we start with maybe liquids, then we start with maybe fruits, then we might add herbs, then we might add spices and all these things, and then you get to steamed vegetables, and then you might get to baked vegetables, and then you might get to baked things that maybe baked fish, and then you get into fried, and then you get into microwaved. So the more farther you go down the scope, the more it's clogging up your pipes and taking the focus off your body being clean and cleansed and just making it filthy. So the whatever you want to call it, and you know, in the New Age community, they might call it chi, in other areas they call it energy, but the design that we were meant to have is being clogged up in essence, and the body now has to work much harder than it was ever designed or ever intended to on a regular basis to clean up and heal. And the goal should be, if we're to source out the highest quality foods that have the most nutritions, but at the same time leave the least amount of work left over after consuming those foods. And those are the foods that we find in the purest form in Genesis 1:29, raw, ripe, fresh, organic fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. But even those, if you eat it sprayed, if you overconsume it, and all these things, the problem. But when you get down to the far end of the spectrum, you have fasting, you have juicing, you have raw foods, or blended foods, and then raw foods, and then you get into steamed vegetables, and then you can get into baked vegetables, and then you get into fried vegetables and microwave vegetables. The average person out there, even eating the carnivore diet or whatever kind of diet you want to call it, a lot of them are eating fried and microwaved animals, which is the most clogging to the system. It's the hardest things for the body to digest. And it's the farthest thing you could put in your body from a so-called food standpoint that's going to get away from fasting. And when we do that on a regular daily basis, and we never give our body a chance to rest and fast and heal and cleanse, we're going to consistently move, I believe, move ourselves farther and farther away from putting ourselves in a position to have the communication with our Creator as if when we're fasting. So it doesn't mean you're a sinner and you're going to hell if you eat meat. It doesn't mean if you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're never going to have a prayer answered. But when you're in a fasting state, a pure state, and a cleansing state, you're everything the body, the Creator designed for your body is going to work better physically, emotionally, and I do believe spiritually. All right. So I don't want you to feel condemned. I want you to feel motivated to just getting healthier and getting cleansed and drawn closer to Him.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.